is getting long and the shorts, they sure fit real fine. I'll bet you went out every night during the school time. But this time I'm not gonna count on you. I'll see you this summer and forget you when I go back to school.
Me, pack me one to the box, and they'll know I've been here before I'm through. If I walk or if I crawl, if I stand or if I fall, let no man tell me what to do. If the pickings lean, and if all of my dreams don't come true, I may never have a lot, but you can bet I call the shots. So let no man tell me what to do. When the good love comes along, you get yours, I got mine. I've done all right, even though I've missed a few. I stand one man among men. If I sink or if I swim, let no man tell me what to do. If the pickings lean, and if all of my dreams don't come true, I may never have a lot, but you can bet I call the shots. So let no man tell me what to do. So let no man tell me what to do.
Some girl got a hemorrhage from a long Jimmy Schmidt.
He was there. I heard he was the biggest.
Shit, and I had the mumps.
Well, he did. She's in the hospital. He kept kissing me, and I couldn't stand it.
There's a pop star who's a groupie herself.
Poxy. The chocolate layers.
Cynthia Plasticaster.
Super fuck.
She's living with Lynn now.
No, Lynn's living with Jeanette and Eleanor.
English groups, they sell the English groups.
Randy.
It's Piggies.
You can always start with Frank Sinatra, but it's far back, and Elvis Presley also, but I guess the Beatles really started it, like the Beatles started everything
as soon as the
else.
English groups came out.
And it's the influx of English groups that really had that excitement and where the chicks were really flipping out, screaming for the Beatles, screaming for the Stones, this and that, sneaking up to hotel rooms.
The days at the Fox.
The days with Murray the K at the Fox. And trying to sneak up in the elevator of the Gotham and the Plaza. And after a while, more chicks than others became more adept at sneaking up into hotel rooms. And then there was a lot of status connected with this, connected with
right, there's a whole status thing now. There's
and now,
super groupies, I mean.
And the professional right. Groupies, the chicks that eat by hanging out with guys in groups and dress with the bread, because there is a definite overabundance of bread in the music business. And it's gotten very wide, and there are groups all over the place, and there are groups all over the place that are making money. And for every group, and for every guy in a group, there are any number of chicks. It's a whole society form around this kind of thing. And it's groovy, I guess.
Well, I started going down to the village when I was about 14 or 15. I'd go there every single night, and I'd take drugs, every drug. If it was there, I took it. And we'd go to this place called Figaro's. Also, after school in the afternoon, we'd go down there. And they played records, and that was a big thing. You'd go down there and dance. And music was the whole thing there, because you just went to hear the music.
Cafe Wild?
And they all had long, Figaro's.
Figaro's, in the bottom.
And everybody had long hair, and I started really getting hung up with people with long hair.
I
started getting bored of the village, and we heard about this discotheque called Cheetah that just opened. So we went there, and we hustled our way in so we could be free, get in for free.
I used to see you there every night.
And every night, it was only 10 blocks from my house, every night my friend and I would go there. And, of course, the first thing we saw were the groups, because they were the only ones that had the long hair. And every 2 weeks, they changed groups. And every 2 weeks, we had a new boyfriend from that group. And then we started going to different discotheques.
You, just like me.
Undines,
when
the Doors
were there,
and Rolling Stones.
20s.
With the Vagrants were there.
Outside. Unganos, Harlows.
And it was always the groups. Everything was centered around
the groups.
That's
the only reason I'd go to these places, just for the groups. I wouldn't go for the regular boys.
Ugh. Oh, when I met her, she was
I don't know.
Sweet
I was so sweet. Girl. But then they mentioned the name Group, and a boy, and a guitar, and I went crazy.
You really corrupted me. I wasn't that bad before you. I brought her down there, and she sees all these groups, and
then
she
starts
running
out.
And that's all she talks about. She'd come home, tell me about this group and that group, and how cute this one was, and how cute that one was.
They are cute.
So, of course, I had to go see for myself, and I'd end up arguing with her about it. It's all your fault.
A nice-looking chick comes down to the scene and starts hanging out, and she meets the rhythm guitar player from a group whose record's number 12. And he makes a pass at her, and this chick is relatively inexperienced.
And she likes him.
And she likes him. And she figures he likes her, too. Now, if he was just some kid from Queens, the thought of going to bed with him probably would never even enter her mind. But, of course, he's a little more sophisticated. He's a little bit older. He's been around. He's the guy with the hit record. So it's a lot easier for her to rationalize going to bed with him than it would be just going to bed with the guy next door.
When I first started going to Cheetah, there was a lot of girls that were making piggies with the group. But I was 15, and my girlfriend and I, and we said we'd never do that, we'd never be like that.
I said it too.
But, months went by, and we'd get more and more into the whole sex scene. And just when I was about 16, 17, I said, this is it, I don't want to be a virgin anymore.
We went downtown to
a doctor that I heard of, and I got birth control pills, and I took them.
I went with you, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's when I met you.
No, not the first time. And I started taking the pills, and I said, well, how am I going to go about this? I have to find somebody. And the first person I met, he was in a group, and he's at the scene, and he said, come back. And that was it. And after that, the rest was easy. I had the pills. What did I have to lose? Nothing.
You're right. Yeah, it's great.
And then there were boys, and they were cute, and it was safe.
I'm a groupie.
It's a full-time job.
Thing, because you have to be out till 4 and 5 in the morning.
Last night was a goof. I brought him home.
But when he first came to town, I slept on the first night.
Some people can be violent, some people can be gentle. Some people give you black and blue marks.
Like baby oil.
We're still nice girls.
I don't just run after a group because they're in a group. I run after because I like him. I think he's cute. I'm attracted.
You're attracted to him sexually.
Yeah. Well, first, isn't that it?
He's got a nice body. He's thin. He's wearing velvet pants.
Yeah, I like the way he sings. I like the way he moves.
Long hair.
Well, isn't that the way
you like? And the hair attracts you. When you look at somebody, you look at their hair.
Well, I wouldn't go out with anybody with short hair.
Of course not.
I couldn't. I really couldn't. But isn't that the way with any?
She doesn't look
woman?
At the face. She looks at the body.
No, I look at the face.
You look at the body too.
Yeah, I look at the face too. I only pick the cutest. I don't. If they're, you know, that could be the biggest group in the world.
Do you consider
ugly.
Yourself a groupie? Would you though?
Well, I'll say I have all the characters.
You've had.
There are two different kind of groupies. Well, there are actually three. Then there's the chicks.
They're the really slaggy groupies, you know, the ones who will just...
It doesn't
I mean,
matter.
They're really
if you play an
rank.
Instrument, it's cool.
Right. You could play a guitar in Washington Square, you know. They
and
dig you.
Groovy.
And then there are the very sophisticated ones.
Beautiful, beautiful
yeah,
chicks.
They
found this
dress
much
groovy.
Way to live.
And they only will take the pop stars. I mean, the really super pop stars. Like if someone's just in a, you know, a second-rate group,
and
it doesn't count.
And a lot of them get truly involved with these guys because a lot of them are, I mean, the music business is a creative field, and they get honestly hung up on guys in the business.
But it's
and
not
I know
just
you
because
have.
They're in a group. It's
no, it's not. People don't understand that
like
that's
them.
The way I feel, too.
And they don't understand that all the people I know are musicians, are connected with music.
All my life. That's
or work
most
in studios and that's all I know is people that have.
So I remember when
music.
I met you, that's like you were already into all that already, and you had gotten me into that phase.
Because music is my whole life. I took
me.
Singing lessons, guitar lessons, dancing lessons, tap dancing lessons.
Yeah,
I tried
it's
to learn
mine.
How to play the drums. I took piano lessons. I revolve around music, and the people associated with it. And that means all the cute boys. So if that makes me a groupie.
You're a groupie, yes, but you're a super groupie.
Yeah.
You're not a regular groupie.
I don't run after them. You're,
no, they run it. She's sought after.
Particular.
A super groupie is a girl who's one, very choosy.
Yeah, she wants the cute one. She wants
she
the,
wants
one
the
she's
top name
to.
Top name groups.
No, not
a
necessarily.
Lot.
She doesn't want the name. She wants the person.
But she does want to get somebody
well,
that's
big. I guess
big.
It depends on the person.
It does.
But they're the sought after ones.
They're
they
the pretty
taken
ones.
On
super groupies
and,
are pretty girls.
And fed and things are bought for them. And songs are written about
songs
them.
Songs are written about them. Look at the advantages a groupie gets, you know?
She gets to go anywhere in the
world. She gets to go
world.
Anywhere in the world. She gets all these boys all flocking over her, paying for her.
Those poor groups.
I'll tell
go
you,
anywhere except
New York
New
and
York.
California have the prettiest groupies.
In London, it's the groupies there and the groups there are much stranger than they are here. I think they've influenced the groupies here. You know, because most of the American groups I've met are much straighter than the English groups. The English groups are really freaked out. And there's a whole bunch of groupies that revolve around English groups as well. You see, there's groupies now who like anything. There's groupies who specialize in English groups. There's groupies who specialize in guitar players, in drummers. I mean, they've each got their own little thing that they like.
Most of them, they travel in pairs.
In pairs, right, in pairs or in threes.
Or in three.
Walking around and they see through dresses. With size 95D, you
know, cups sticking through.
Nobody wears underwear. Nobody wears bras. She bawled him and she gave him head and she talked in an English accent. She told him she was English. Next morning he woke up, she had a German accent.
No, one day I was with this one boy who was cute and he had long hair and I took him home and he wasn't in a group and couldn't even make piggies and he was married for 3 years.
The number one perpetrator of the groupies thing.
Oh, God, incredible.
My mother doesn't know for a fact that I'm not a virgin, but I think she suspects it. She must know something. But she brings boyfriends over to our house.
Did my mother tries to measure, like, she doesn't know anything. You know, she doesn't want to hear it. It never happened, but she has to face it. I said to her, face reality. But why can't she face the truth? It's happening every day. There's nothing she's going to do about it. She's one person against all of us.
The pop stars know that they are getting a commodity because a groupie is a commodity. I mean, it is bought for and paid for, not in cash, but in identity. And there she is, and she's so enamored with you, with your exchange of identity for sex, that she's ready to do anything for you. And these cats take full advantage of the fact. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially the more chicks they ball, the more jaded they become, and in turn ask more of the chicks they're with.
They treat girls like shit, a lot of them. You know, they think they can take advantage of the girl and have her there when they want her and play and be able to go away and you know, be with other girls and, you know, take advantage.
Well, if you're going to lead this kind of a life,
you got to
like
accept
a groupie
it.
Life, you
do have to accept
go out with, you know, with it in mind that, you know, don't take anything seriously.
If you see them walk out the door, you know they're going home with them. I mean, the next night they come back and, like, try to get another girl. They try to get, it's like trying on shoes.
They just have no respect for them at all. You know,
occasionally you'll find, you know, because in certain instances you'll just find two people that are chemically attracted or would be attracted even if this
right,
guy
no matter
wasn't
what.
With this group and this chick wasn't into what she's into. But the chances, the odds against that happening, because of the attitude, everybody's stoned, nobody gives a shit, these guys are making so much bread, it doesn't matter what they do, they don't know, they could have a hit record today and they all know that what the hell are they going to be doing in 2 years anyway.
And they know why the chicks dig them.
School in Newark.
They know, you know, what's happening, because they all know why the, you know, the chicks like them, and it's very hard to form an attachment when you know that someone's looking at you outwardly. First, you know.
They all come on the same line.
No.
They build up. They bullshit all night. They talk to you about nonsense.
Yeah, but
shit.
When you go back
and
to
then
the hotel,
at the end, you know they're going to ask you to go home with them. You know it's coming.
No, no, this is what happens. You go back to the hotel. They say they're going to have a party. There's about 10 people there in a group, and then there's all these girls, and everybody sits around. They get stoned,
and they look at the boy and drool.
One by
and they
one,
they
people go to different rooms until there's just one
it.
Person left sleeping somewhere in a corner.
It's fun just to go home with them, have a goof for the night. And the next day, you know, you meet other people.
Yeah, until
but
you're
young.
Get married.
Yeah, you're young.
What if we got to lose?
I don't want
to
get married
get a few
now.
Diseases.
With one
That's
person
all.
The rest of my life right now. I've got at least another 6 years before I get married. I'm having too much fun. I realized it last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was having too much fun last night.
Hey, what happens if you get married? No, everything's over.
There's gonna be like a postal war baby boom.
They're gonna come out singing.
You want me to take a bath with them? That's
you
the news, Clay, with all the English. They want you to take a bath with them and rub their back.
What about that he played with himself?
Oh, he played. When was this?
He told me you wouldn't make piggies with him.
I would make piggies with him, so he went into the bath, not to the bathroom and wanked off.
He's sticky.
He's really crazy. He's really horny. Randy is what they call it.
Randy.
Randy.
He's puny, too.
Those English groups are so kinky. God. Jimmy loves being beaten. I mean, like little he's about 3 feet tall, gets on top of him with a whip. Really, I mean, a real whip man and beats the shit out of him.
The English groups come over here and they're so pure and good, and they get dosed up. He went back to England with a clap. They all do.
No, when I was in London, there was an article in the paper that there was an epidemic of gonorrhea going around.
I had it. I got really bad.
Mm.
And then after that, I was afraid of... Oh, I got creamies.
I had it
first
twice.
Boy I was ever with.
Mm.
And my mother put me in the hospital, and I didn't even know the last name of the boy to tell the doctor. Mm. At least the doctor said to me, you know, did you at least like the boy? After that, I was afraid of going with boys. I really was.
For a week.
For about a week. I saw him again. Panting away, craving.
What else is there to do? Sit home and watch television?
It's boring.
And look, nothing. Nobody goes on dates anymore.
They just go home with boys.
Everything's music now. Music
is everything.
And groups are cute.
Like, we get depressed, so we'll take downs. And it escapes.
Or ups.
When you're on downs or ups, you don't care. You could be a boy right there. You could really, really dig him, and you just wouldn't care at that moment. You'd be just so messed up that you just want to just fling on everyone. And you wouldn't know if somebody took your blouse off. I took so many, I almost killed myself. That's because of stupid groups. Can't believe it. I did things like that.
But they all take drugs. I mean, if you go home with a group, that's
they're
the first
stoned.
Thing
they
do.
And
the grass comes out.
They tell you they love you, and they tell you this and that just to get, to, you know, to do what they want. But a lot of them do that. They say words that they don't really mean. Oh, come
well,
on.
If you're looking out for that, they just can't take it
but
seriously.
They do. I know, you
just
can't
if you want to have a good time
it.
With them, if you want to bowl them, and they want to bowl you, then that's it.
Thank you. time. New action. New suspense. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Mondays this fall. This man is an NBC lighting director. He and his crew are lighting a studio for color.
Crossfade from the orange to the peacock side, would you please? John, let me see the rainbow cue, please.
Color television demands a rare combination of skills and years of experience. NBC technicians have both. They were doing color television while everyone else was still thinking black and white. No wonder that most people look for the extra beauty and excitement of living color created by NBC, the full color network.
Is the news, assembled for television every weekday night by the world's largest and most comprehensive broadcast news organization, and brought to you in NBC color by
of Genie and the Jerry Lewis Show will not be seen tonight. Instead, the following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
Silent world and his tiny room, and Mrs. Reardon says he has a brother somewhere. who should be notified soon. And all the people said, what a shame that he's dead. But wasn't he a most peculiar man?
Mrs. Reardon said, and she should know, she lived upstairs from him. She said he was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man. He lived all alone within a house, within a room, within himself, a most peculiar man. He had no friends. Spoke to him, 'cause he wasn't friendly and he didn't care. And he wasn't like them, oh no, he was a most peculiar man. He died last Saturday. He turned
on the gas and he went to sleep with the windows closed so he'd never wake up to his silent world and his tiny room. And Mrs. Ridden says he has a brother somewhere who should be notified soon. And all the people said, what a shame that he was dead. But wasn't he a most peculiar man?
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball.
that's all there is. I know you don't know what I'm going through, standing here looking at.
Think of younger days when I lived for my life. Was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. Have I told about the rain fall down? Tell me,
how can you stop
the old sun from
shining?
What makes the world go round? Broken man, yeah. How can a loser ever win? Somebody, please help me live again. La 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 la. I can still feel the breeze rustles through the trees. And misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So how can we make a broken heart? And mine is, how can you stop the rain from falling in the house? Stop us, that old sun from shining. What makes the world go round? And sometime I have to say, yeah, I just wanna live again, baby. How can you mend this broken man? Yeah. Somebody tell me, how can a loser ever win? Baby, I'm gonna say, baby. This old broken heart. I thank God. I believe I feel like I wanna live again. How can you mend this broken heart? Somebody please tell me, how can you stop the rain from falling down? Although my clothes are all wet, tell me, yeah, how can you mend mine? Please help me mend my broken heart. I think I believe that I got a feeling that I want to live and live and live. La 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 la.
What's a hand, a sweet little girl, the sweetest little girl in this whole wide world. She went away, yeah, seeking fame, and that's why
still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Today's theme has been Music to Kill Yourself By. We just heard I Don't Want to Be a Playboy Anymore, sung by Archie Bell and the Drells off their Atlantic Records LP, Tighten Up. Their one hit was the song Tighten Up, which you might know. It's quite rare that you would ever hear anything else they ever recorded, but here we listen to a different track. Don't Want to Be a Playboy was co-authored by legendary jazz musician Earl Fava Hines. Before Archie Bell, we heard Al Green singing a song originally made famous by the Bee Gees, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? Green improving on it tenfold, I think. That was off his original High Records LP, Let's Stay Together, named after his most famous song. Before Green, we heard Little Anthony and the Imperials, It Hurts So Bad on United Artists. Also, Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is, off her Capitol record of the same name. A fine, fine song to kill yourself by. Before that, Lynn Ann Graham McCarthy singing a song about suicide, He Was a Most Peculiar Man, off their 1967 Capitol Records LP, Bitter and Sweet. Before that, it was Wild Man Fisher and his song Frank, all about his relationship that had defragmented with Frank Zappa. Fisher has suffered from mental disorders and anxiety for all of his life. He recorded that song in 1980 for his LP, Pronounced Normal, produced by Barnes & Barnes. Before that, it was Simon & Garfunkel performing their original version of Most Peculiar Man off their famous album, Sounds of Silence. Before that, we heard a side off the bizarre LP, The Groupies, from 1969 on Earth Records. Field recordings and interviews with real rock and roll groupies, accompanied by the sad music of Jackie Byard on piano, performing compositions by Nino Rota, as well as Eric Satie's Ginopiles. Before that, we heard Dave Dudley, famous country music truck driving singer Dave Dudley, Let No Man Tell Me What to Do, off his Mercury record, Thanks for All the Miles. Before that, the Beach Boys, Girl Don't Tell Me, off the LP Summer Days and Summer Nights. And we started off the show today with a very non-suicidal track, an instrumental song by Leroy Holmes, The Days of Anger, which is a theme from a spaghetti western from 1968 starring Lee Van Cleef. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Join us here next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
I first dropped acid when I was 18. I was over at these people's house one night. This guy I went to school with was over there and asked me if I wanted to try some acid. I had read about it in the newspapers and heard a few friends talk about it, so I was curious. I was pretty jacked up on marijuana, so I decided to try it, and I dropped it. I don't know what I was waiting for, a flash or a rush or whatever, but I kept sitting there waiting and waiting, and nothing was happening. So I got up and then went to the dresser and put on a pair of pink capris and a green and brown blouse. I thought the colors were beautiful. So we tripped down to Market Street, and I decided to buy a hot dog. I was very hungry, and I had put mustard and ketchup and relish in the usual. And I put the hot dog up to my mouth, and somebody started screaming. I didn't know what was happening, so I looked up at my friend Terry and said, "Did you hear that? Didn't you hear someone scream?" He said, "No." I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder. And it hit me. No, it couldn't be. And I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on him. Eyes, nose, a mouth. I had put the ketchup to where it looked like his hair. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. That he had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, "Do you know this hot dog is talking to me?" And he says, "Nah, let's get out of here." He thought I was just faking. And I told him, "Look at the thing. He's got a face, and he's screaming." And the guy finally looked over, and he got on the same trip that I was on. And we sat there carrying on a conversation with that hot dog. Finally, I decided I was just hallucinating, so I put it in my mouth and bit down. It screamed so loud that you could hear it all over town, so I had to throw it on the ground and step on it. And I was jumping on this hot dog in the middle of Market Street. I realized that I had murdered it. I took off screaming down the street, scared.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam. I'd like to begin with a fact, a simple yet shocking fact. It is this: a flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity, and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children. We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. Yet much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion, abnormal sex, crime, and violence. It is also a fact that no matter who buys this material, 75 to 90% of it ends up in the hands of our children. Whether in a small town like McAllen and the Rio Grande, or in Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles, a prime example of one major category are the so-called girly magazines, which sell over 15 million copies a month.